Let's read together Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Here we have the well-known parable of the sower and its interpretation given by the Lord himself. Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let's begin our study of this parable of the sower with some background notes. In Matthew chapter 12, a turning point takes place in our Lord's ministry. Up until this point, we see that a bona fide offer of the kingdom had been made to the nation of Israel. Would they receive their king and his kingdom? Look back at Matthew chapter 3, where we have the theme of John the Baptist's ministry. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Look also at Matthew 4, 17, where we have the beginning of our Lord's public ministry. Matthew 4, 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, 17. This is the beginning of our Lord's public ministry. This kingdom was the kingdom that was promised and prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. And now the king had arrived, and the offer of the kingdom was presented. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the nation of Israel rejected the offer. They refused to accept their Messiah and king. The last straw, or turning point, comes in Matthew chapter 12, where they attributed the Lord's miracles to the power of Satan. I'm reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him, so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw, And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Because of this unpardonable sin, the offer of the kingdom was withdrawn from Israel, and the predicted earthly kingdom that was promised in the Old Testament prophecies was postponed until the king's second coming. It is important to realize this point, that the earthly kingdom of our Lord has been postponed until his second coming. The prophecies concerning the Messiah's earthly kingdom will be fulfilled literally at that time. They are not to be spiritualized away as if they were somehow being fulfilled in the church today. No, they will all be fulfilled literally when the Lord returns. In the meantime, the kingdom is in mystery form. Verse 11, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The word mystery here does not mean mysterious, but rather concealed. The present form of the kingdom was not revealed in the Old Testament promises and prophecies. Only now that the king and his kingdom have been rejected does the Lord reveal the present form of the kingdom. And that's what the parables of Matthew 13 are all about. They reveal the present form of the kingdom of heaven. And that brings us to our doctrinal points from this first parable of the kingdom of heaven. So doctrinal point number one, there are different responses to the word of God from the human heart. There are different responses to the word of God from the human heart. We don't have to try and figure out the meaning of this parable, the parable of the sower, because the Lord himself gives us the interpretation. The seed sown is the word of the kingdom, or the word of God. The four different soils represent four different conditions and responses of the human heart when they hear the word of God. The hard ground by the wayside represents the hard-hearted person in whom there is no response to the word of God. We see in verse 19 that the birds which snatch the seed away represent the evil one or Satan. If you're here this morning as a hard-hearted person, you can be sure that by this afternoon, you will have forgotten all about this message from the word of God. Satan will have fulfilled his will in your life. I trust that you are not a hard ground hearer. The rocky or stony ground represents the human heart that responds to the word of God with joy. This type of person appreciates biblical values and moral standards and enjoys hearing the Bible stories, but this person is shallow. There is no depth. The word of God never takes root in the heart of this person. When trouble or persecution arises, this type of hearer does a disappearing act. Where are they now? Their absence is an indication that they never had true faith. Do you know any people like that? Is it possible that you're here this morning as a newcomer and you're enjoying the word? Where will you be a few weeks from now? Will your true faith be evident, or will you drop out, indicating that you're not really a true believer? The ground with thorns represents the human heart that is so taken up with the cares of this world and materialistic desires that the word of God never has a chance to take root in the soul. The word is choked off before there is true faith. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, most likely you're in this category of hearer. You're listening to the word of God now, but before long, it will be crowded out and choked off by other interests and cares and the snare of money and the desire for material possessions. The good soil represents the person whose heart is prepared by the Holy Spirit to receive the word in true faith. The word of God takes root and brings forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. So we see that there are various kinds of hearers in the audience when the word of God is proclaimed. Everyone here this morning is in one of the four categories of soil. There are different responses to the word of God from the human heart. Doctrinal point number two. There are different results from the word of God in the believer's heart. There are different results from the word of God in the believer's heart. You know, I remember preaching on this parable some years ago, and I said that the good ground hearer brings forth fruit, some 30%, some 60%, and some 100%. But 30-fold is more than 30%, isn't it? 30-fold is 30 times, or actually 3,000%. 60-fold is 60 times, or 6,000%. And 100-fold is 100 times, or 10,000% return. Now that's a good investment, isn't it? If you're here this morning as a believer, let me ask you a question. How good an investment are you for the Lord? Is the Lord getting at least 30-fold or 3,000% return in fruit from your life? Or is it much less? Something to think about, isn't it? Question. Why do some Christians produce less spiritual fruit than other Christians? After all, 30, 60, 100. Why do some Christians produce less spiritual fruit than other Christians? Answer. The same thorns that crowd out and choke off the word in the unbeliever's life also hinder and limit the fruit in the believer's life. The cares and anxieties of this world, the desire for material possessions, and the love of money are keeping most of us from really getting into God's word and from full commitment and from being 100-fold fruit producers. There are different results from the word of God in the believer's heart. Practical application from this parable of the sower. Believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. Now, we often use the expression seeing is believing, right? Meaning that we won't believe unless we see it with our own eyes. Listen, in spiritual matters, it's just the opposite. Believing is seeing. That's why the Lord Jesus taught the people in parables. Verse 13, once again. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. In other words, unbelievers would not see and understand the truth, but believers would see and understand the truth. The same is true today. Let me ask you, is the Bible a closed book to you? Do you have a hard time understanding spiritual truth? You need to be born again and become a Christian by believing in Christ as your Savior. Then you will be able to see and understand. Believing is seeing.